Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Covered me. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church should be back with me next week. Excited about today's show. Anytime I get a chance to talk to an old friend, it's always good. And this time of year, with all the stuff going on in college basketball, not only the tournament coming up, but some of the things off the court that a lot of people are talking about, I felt the need to reach out to Pete Weary. And he's a friend from a long time ago, and he is with the Nations of Coaches. In fact, Pete is in the development side. He's character coach placement for Nations of Coaches. We've had Pete on probably a year and a half ago and wanted to touch base with him again and talk to him for a couple of segments. The last two segments, we're going to talk to Mike Lightfoot, who's also with the Nations of Coaches. He is the regional director for Indiana and Michigan. And as we're talking to these guys, if you get a chance, go to nationsofcoaches.com for a couple of reasons. One, it's a great website. It talks a lot about some of the things they do, their mission statement, what they feel they need to develop, not only with the coaches, college coaches around the country, but the players. And when you're on that website, If you're feeling led to help these guys out, there's a way to do that. And Pete Weary and Mike Lightfoot, two guys that we've had on Faith in the Zone that I'm big fans of. And when you're on that website, if you believe in the mission that they're in right now, they could use your help. And I would truly take a look at the website, take a look at the work they're doing. And again, if you're feeling led, you can help them out. Hey, Pete, how you been, man? It's always good to talk to you.
Mike, I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on, and that's not just rhetoric. I'm thankful for the work that you and Ken are doing with this opportunity to share faith and athletics.
Hey, Pete, where are you right now? Are you in Florida?
Yeah, you know what? Please, you might not want to let this sneak out. I am driving and heading to Fort Myers tonight to see some coaches, University of North Florida. Is playing Florida Gulf Coast tonight in the semis of the Atlantic Sun Tournament. So I am headed there to serve some coaches, and then tomorrow I'll be driving to Miami and meeting with some other coaches. So great opportunity to serve.
Not a bad gig if you can get it, Pete. Not a bad gig at all.
No, it beats a 15-passenger van and 6 inches of snow in Wisconsin. I did that for a while, and that's okay. I'm thankful for where God led me.
Well, I know my son had some battles against the teams that you coached. And you know what? One day, you and I'll have a cup of coffee and talk about that last game at Northland. Man, I've never in my life seen anything like that. We'll have that discussion one day. There's no doubt. You know,
Mike, I think we already have, and I think I know where you're headed. And if I was you, I can understand. But I can't do anything about it. I'm just coaching my team.
Man, it was awesome, Pete. You know, those games between Maranatha and Northland were just really fun. And when I tell people, look, when they used to play, you better get there a couple hours before game time. You're not getting in. And people would be – they'd look at me like, what, Maranatha and Northland? And I go, yeah, it was awesome. Anytime that they played, the two Baptist colleges at that point here in the state of Wisconsin and a ton of respect for the way that Pete Weary's team played. And I was always hoping that Matthew, my son's team, would get out of there with a win. Sometimes they did, but sometimes they didn't, and it was always fun to watch. Hey, Pete, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about Nations of Coaches and some of the things that that you guys are trying to accomplish. And when I called you the other day and said, look, maybe, you know, you guys are needed more now than maybe ever before in the history of college basketball. And you said, look, that might be a fact. And you know, we need to make sure that we got the right guys in the right places that are here to help these coaches and these players on different college campuses.
Well, Mike, I think you approach a subject as extremely, I don't know, I guess it's difficult sometimes for me to talk about, because I think we've kind of lost some perspective of why we started athletics in colleges. It was to educate young men and so forth. But the pressures of winning, because the pressures of funding a school up through athletics has led to some really, I guess the best word I could use is disheartening things at times. Before I got on this call, I just found out a guy that was given a head job. He's been there 1 year, just got let go. He had a 5-year deal. He's 1 year into it. Didn't even have the team except for got it in the fall, which anybody that knows college basketball, they're not your players. That's just the pressures that these coaches face. And then in the light of that, what's going on in college basketball in regards to scandals and so forth, I put it this way. The Houston Astros won the World Series. And if you ask anybody where the Astros play, they'll say, well, Minute Maid Park. But that's not what it was. It was Enron Stadium.
Right.
And there's a reason it's not Enron. And when money and greed get involved, we also often lose perspective of what's really important, which is people, and especially young athletes.
Yeah, I agree with that, Pete. And you know, when I'm looking through some of the things and the website again, nationsofcoaches.com, and there's a number of ways that you guys go about doing what you do, but one and the most important part, I think, is being able to place character coaches in with different teams and different campuses. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys find character coaches and what their job description would be? I would assume it changes from school to school, but if you find a guy that you believe is a good fit as a character coach, can you talk a little bit about what they do and how they do it?
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's amazing to me. I think it's because of your knowledge and education of college basketball that you would have, without me sharing even that, the insight to see those things. First of all, every character coach understands that they're responsible to the head coach, and head coaches are all different, and they want, some of them are very culture-oriented, and others are much more, you know, grindstone guys, get in there and get in the gym. So our character coaches have to be well aware of who they're working for. They are there to serve the coach as well as the team. And so it is imperative that as we go out and find, and 95% of our character coaches are volunteers. They're either men in spiritual ministry that are involved in athletics, sports ministry, or if they're assistant pastors at churches, or however that may roll. They understand they're there to serve the coaches, and how far does this coach want to go? What does he want to do? Sometimes we just do character moments once a week. Other times, literally, we have character coaches that travel with the team. They want them there because I'll give you a for instance. I was with a team as the character coach, and one of the players lost twins. He was getting ready to have twins, and he lost twins, and you know, I'm just being honest with you, none of the fans know this is going on, and they expect the coach to win that game. But the coach needs to help that young man deal with this. Just lost two babies.
Right.
And so suddenly I'm given the privilege, not an easy privilege, but the privilege to counsel a young man how to walk through this, which I think everybody that's on the radio hearing this understands this is not an easy discussion for even a guy like me who's 56. So these are the things that young people are dealing with, and we've got to make sure as we're finding coaches, character coaches, they mesh with the character coach, and they understand they're there to serve the coaches and the players.
Hey, Pete, when you approach a different, you know, campus, and is it all Division One, or is it Division One, Two, and Three NAIA? Are you guys, you know, across the board with that?
Yes. We go Division One all the way down to, and I love to say this because I did it, NCAA D2.
Man, that's hey, that's good. That's good basketball.
Right. I mean, we're there to support the challenges that coaches are facing today. Because of the challenges in our country with young people are totally different than they were 30 years ago. Totally different. Often the head coach is a surrogate parent in a lot of ways. And we're there to support him with that.
You know, I got to be honest, I'm back coaching now, Pete, and it's my 36th year. And sometimes at the high school level, you're a surrogate parent as well. And I had a guy on Faith in the Zone a while back, and I asked him, he's a Division I football coach. And I said, hey, the kids have changed over the years, don't you think? And he said, no, actually, I don't. He said, when I was a head Division I football coach, I think he said at the age of 28, he was the youngest NCAA Division I head coach at that time. And he said, look, I was 4 years removed from playing. I was the cool guy. He said, now I'm 44, I'm married, I got three kids. I'm not the cool guy anymore. I've changed. I'm the guy that wants to get out of practice, go home and see his kids. When I was 26, 27, 28, I was hanging out in the locker room. We were laughing, having a good time. He said, I don't know if they've changed, but I know I've changed.
Yeah, I think coaches probably and the players, there's a dynamic there that is always fluid. I think the biggest change is for everyone involved is expectations and so forth. There used to be a time 30 years ago, and I'll use Mark Richt as an illustration. I don't know if you could find a guy that develops young men better than Mark Richt did. And I know Georgia's happy because they've got themselves in the college football playoffs. The truth is, everybody in Miami's really happy Mark Richt got fired at Georgia because they love him because he develops people. It's just a challenge, you know, that we're facing what is the main priority.
Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue with Pete Weary. NationsofCoaches.com. If you want to follow Pete on Twitter, it's at Coach Pete Weary. Servant of Christ, called to disciple others, husband to Lisa, father to PJ and Drew. Again, you can follow him at Coach Pete Weary, WEHRY. But go to that website, Nations of Coaches.com. We'll continue our conversation with Pete on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time. Covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern again, flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church should be back in studio with me next week. I'm talking to a couple of guys from Nations of Coaches. Pete Weary, he's a character coach placement guy for Nations of Coaches. Hey, Pete, would you explain what that means, the character coach placement?
Yes, my responsibilities are to locate, place, and then follow up with our character coaches. What we do is this. We'll go to an area depending on what school it is, where it is, because, again, your first one of your questions was so good. We do junior colleges. There's a junior college that's, you know, 2 hours from a major city, that's going to be more of a challenge. But we'll go to an area, we'll interview 4 to 5 guys, video conference, try to keep costs down and so forth. And then literally we'll get the character coach and the coach together, and they'll walk through it. That's the placing part. We added a coach this year I mean, a character coach this year. I'm looking right at it. And we had a couple candidates. He went with a different guy that we expected he would, but we felt like, man, that's a good one. And it's been nothing but a home run. The follow-up is this. Within a year, we try to get to that school and interview the coach and interview the player and say, you know, I'm the character coach, and say, how's this rolling? How's it going? What do you think we could do to be help you guys be more successful? And that's mainly the thrust there. And always we train them. And we literally raise the funds to get them to our annual training, which is usually in September. We will go sometimes on site if they've missed that. And we train them not only in NCAA rules, okay, but also in, you know, how to minister to the coach, how to minister to the players, things they can and cannot do, especially if they're not basketball guys. So
that's how it goes. Is it hard, Pete, for somebody who's not a basketball guy to understand and I'm sure it can be done, but is it easier for a guy that understands and been around the game for a while?
Mike, you said this earlier, and I go back to the premise that you have an understanding of what you're doing with the game and so forth. For some coaches, they want a basketball guy. For some coaches, they're sick of talking about basketball. They want somebody just to talk to them about other stuff. They don't want to talk about basketball. So you got to kind of get that read. And so the difficulty may be in, well, what kind of guy did we get for that coach?
Right.
I worked with a guy. He was grateful that I knew basketball because he was going through a basketball scenario. And I didn't talk to him about basketball, but that I understood the language and the frustrations helped him. It all comes down to each a coach again. And where they're at.
Hey, Pete, how do you get the coach on the so do you guys approach these coaches, or do they come to you and say, hey, look, I know that you're out there, and I'm looking for you to possibly come and work with our staff, or do you guys go in and see if you can't get in front of each coach?
Mike, it's such a good question, because when I first started with Nation of Coaches, we were a garage band. That's how we described ourselves. And we had 50 character coaches at that time. I was the first regional director in Florida, and that was because we had 5 or 6 schools, and we needed to have a hub there. We right now, in 5 years, have 120.
Wow.
Okay? And we are no longer going out and trying to find it, because we're trying to build our development to fund it, because we do everything by cash, and we fund it. We don't ask anything from coaches. Because everybody asks stuff from coaches. Hey, be at this thing. Can you do this? So we serve them. With that said, we're not selling it. Guess who's selling it now, Mike?
Who?
Coaches.
Yeah.
Coaches are saying, you need one of these. This guy, they're not here to get something. They're here to help us. And so last year we added 25. Right now, on the docket, and that's my responsibility, we have 25 to get done for next year, and we haven't even started our final four ministry where we have a booth and so forth. And we have 2 guys going to all the NAI tournaments. Our guess is that this year we'll be adding between 35 and 50, which, I'll be honest with you, is a challenge personnel-wise and development-wise, financially, because it's just growing that fast.
Good for you.
Coaches. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm in shock that I'm part of it.
You're not a garage band anymore, pal.
No, we've got some hits. We're not the Eagles, but we're working on it.
That a boy. Hey, you know, we've got about another 10 or maybe 10 minutes or so, and I need people to understand that when you're talking about Nations of Coaches, so they do character coaches that will serve college basketball coaches. And but the other part of this, and there's kind of 3 prongs to this. One is marriage and family. And you guys, look, I know as a high school coach how difficult it is sometimes. I haven't been home in the winter for 36 years, you know? I mean, I've been in a gym, and my wife understands it, and I talk to people about, I always say there's a special place in heaven for coaches' wives, but you guys take another step. And you talk about being, you know, married as a coach is really tough, because you know, the coach is the face of the program, but his wife is part of this thing as truly as much as he is. And so you guys, you guys take another step into that, and you support coaches and their families, and you guys do a family marriage kind of weekend, correct?
Right. Well, we are actually, you mentioned it very nicely. There's three prongs. We have the character coach. That's kind of the bread and butter because they're around there all the time then. And then what those character coaches will do is often promote or help us, and the coaches will see it. We have two other major prongs, and that is a lot of leadership training, and then the one you just mentioned, which is huge. We do a marriage conference. We are blessed with a ministry that provides it for free for coaches. We last year we had 50 coaches and their wives come for free, and they do marriage counseling and training, and I can't even explain to you all that goes on there. It's so impacting on the coaches and their wives. I've literally had coaches and their wives in tears thanking us for investing in their life. Included in that, and I don't want to get too specific here, but some people in Wisconsin might know this. There's a head coach who is from Wisconsin, and he's a head coach at a different school. He got the job, and then within 6 months, his wife got sick with leukemia and or lymphoma, and we supported her and tried we can financially in some other ways to help because he's got to win games, he's got to keep his job, but his wife is battling cancer.
Oh boy!
And so, yeah, I mean, this is the deal. We are there to help coaches, and Serge, and you said it so well. Marriage and family, and that's not even including recruiting in the spring and the fall, them being gone. Coaches were gone. In July, coaches will be gone 28 out of 31 days.
Yeah, I don't. That's a hard road to be able to keep a healthy marriage, keep a happy home. You know, it talks on your website, develop complete players, but then invest in coaches and their marriages. Help coaches navigate their leadership roles. I think it's the hardest thing to do is when you're focused so heavily on your basketball team and your program and what it looks like from the outside, what it feels like from the inside, to then go home and be able to put that on the shelf, to be able to just completely focus on your wife and your family. Look, as you know, when you were ahead, coach at Northland, that's a really hard thing to do.
Mike, my wife would be talking to me, and she would stop and look at me sometimes and go, are you thinking about what I'm saying, or are you trying to figure out how you're going to beat a team? And I would just kind of stop. I'd get a wry smile, and she'd go, I knew it. I mean, it's just, you're just sitting there, you're trying to figure out what's the next thing, or how can I motivate this one young man who, you know, you got an 18-year-old kid who may be falling in love with a girl, and he's got classwork, and he's away from home for the first time. He's not old enough to close a McDonald's, but he's got to win you an NCAA game.
Right.
That's just the reality of it. And if he doesn't, you get fired. That's just bizarre to me, but that's what we're dealing with.
That is what we're dealing with. Again, he is Pete Weary. He is part of Nations of Coaches. Go to nationsofcoaches.com. It is and follow Pete on Twitter. It's at Coach Pete Weary. And I like what he says about himself. Servant of Christ, called to disciple others. Husband of Lisa, father to PJ and Drew. And again, nationsofcoaches.com is their website. Really quickly, Pete, how do these coaches survive? Is it truly just funded by people that believe in their mission? And are any of these guys full-time to Nations of Coaches, the character coaches themselves?
Yes. Most of those character coaches are volunteers. Many of us that are full-time, not character coaches, but working for Nations of Coaches, to place them, raise our own support. But we do have a few schools, and these are usually private institutions, who make that choice. And the head coach has said, I want somebody full-time pouring into my players you know, spiritually as well as just socially. And so we have, at this point, I can think of three or four right now that come to mind, that they're full-time, and the coaches help them raise their support. And they've chosen that because they've seen the incredible benefits for not only their program and their culture, but for that young man and the individual.
Hey, Pete, thank you so much. Safe travels. Again, nationsofcoaches1word.com. Get a chance, go on that website and read what they're doing, their mission statement, you know, what they're doing for some of these college coaches, and understand in the world that we are in right now, these guys need your prayers more than anything. And if you're feeling led to help them financially, you know, let's go ahead and do that. They are not yet in the state of Wisconsin. I'm pushing Coach Weary here to get somebody here in the state of Wisconsin. Our next guest, Mike Lightfoot, he's the regional director for Indiana and Michigan. We'll see if he'll, might as well hang out. If you're going to Indiana and Michigan, Wisconsin's not too far away, Pete. I'm going to push Coach Lightfoot to come up to this neck of the woods.
We just talked about it yesterday, so I know there's a need, and we'd love to serve a lot of schools.
A lot of schools, you bet. Hey, Pete, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. Safe travels. We'll be in touch.
Thank you very, very much.
You bet. We'll get to break, other side of the break. Again, Mike Lightfoot, he's the regional director for Indiana and Michigan for Nations of Coaches. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Accurate Basement Repair. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner should be back in studio next week. It's a great first two segments with Pete Weary. Again, he's the character coach placement guy with Nations of Coaches. We are now joined by Mike Lightfoot, regional director for Indiana and Michigan. And if you've spent any time listening to Faith in the Zone, I have probably told this story 100 times about a coach at a Division III school. I thought it was Division III in Indiana. Wasn't exactly sure who it was and how he bought the book, I'm Not a Fan, and he got a bracelet that went along with it, and he wore that bracelet, and somebody would say, who aren't you a fan of? And he'd say, I'm not a fan of Jesus Christ. And people would look at him like, are you kidding me? And he said, no, I'm not a fan because fans sit on the sidelines. I'm a follower. Can I talk to you about it? And guess what? Mike Lightfoot, our next guest, when I called him, I said, Coach, please tell me that was you. And he said, yes, sir, that was me. We're now joined again.
I've got the bracelet on as we speak.
That's awesome. The regional director, Indiana and Michigan for Nations of Coaches. Again, as we talk to Mike, go to nationsofcoaches.com and take a look at the mission statement and kind of the soul of what this organization is. And you will be impressed, I can tell you that, with the problems that we have right now going through with some of the college basketball coaches throughout the country. And I think we're at the tip of the iceberg, myself.
No question.
I believe that. And I think now more than ever before, we need to have character coaches on the campuses working with these coaches at all levels. At Division III, Division II, Division I, NAIA, junior college, if we could have, 400, 500 of these guys throughout the country, I don't even know if that would be enough. But Nations of Coaches is doing what they can to be character coaches and be good citizens for these guys, these coaches, and they're serving these guys. They're alongside them to help. And we are joined now by Mike Lightfoot. Coach, it's good to hear you. How is retirement from coach, and how are you doing with that?
Well, there are some things. After you do something for 39 years and then 30 of them as a head college basketball coach, there are parts of it that you're just instinctively going to miss. I miss some relationships with the players, especially day-to-day. I think that was something that I really cherished is the years of being able to be with these young guys. It kept me young, kept me active. But this transition to Nation of Coaches has been wonderful for me because I'm still in the game, even though I'm not coaching a specific team. I'm still coaching coaches now, and that's been really rewarding. I just spent a lot of time mentoring and trying to develop these guys and help them now that I think we're at a crisis point in our sport.
I agree. Coach, I wonder if every once in a while when you start talking to a younger coach, if he goes off and Googles your name and he finds out that, you know, for the most part, a lot of those wins that you have were at Bethel College from 1987 to 2017. He was the fastest winning coach in college basketball history to reach 300, 400, and the 500 win plateau, inducted to the NAIA Hall of Fame in 2009. You know, if they don't know you when you walk in to introduce yourself, Coach, I got to believe that when you leave and they Google you, they got to feel pretty comfortable that you understand that about the wars that they're going through right now.
Well, I don't know about my accomplishments. I think those are things that I've been blessed with, but the thing that I can tell them and has helped me a lot is that I've walked in their shoes. And lots of times we can say to people, well, we know how you feel, but they really don't know. And I think that this just gives me credibility. And I've been very fortunate to get in some doors that a lot of other people have not been able to, especially in the state of Indiana and Michigan.
Hey, Coach, what, as the regional director for Indiana and Michigan, is your job right now to find guys that you believe would be good character coaches for some of the college coaches in those two states? Is that kind of what a regional director is doing?
Yeah, that is. That's a really good point. I think that is my first and foremost responsibility. But before we can reach that point, college basketball coaches, as you go up the ladder, really don't trust anybody. They have got a very small circle they run in. If they don't disconnect with their staff, that's about it. And so one of the major things I have found before I can even get to the point of introducing a character coach is building relationships with the coaches in the state of Indiana and Michigan. The good thing about my situation is I already have established so many relationships over the years, so it helps. But for some coaches that I don't know well, this has been a challenge for me. And honestly, it's been really awesome because I've been never turned down and been able to go to every coach's practice and be in their office without any hesitation. So it's been a good time for me to build relationships and renew relationships with coaches.
So Mike, then when you do that, do you have character coaches right now in Indiana and Michigan that after you open the door and get that trust that you're able to then walk in, you know, into the practice or into the office and say, look, this is a young man that I feel pretty confident will be able to kind of, you know, be your character coach. And is that kind of what your
yeah.
job is right now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're trying. So not only are we trying to, because I don't want to go to IU and say, hey, we would like to have a character coach for you, then not find one. So I'm working behind the scenes, looking for great people, great men who would be a great addition to a program as a character coach. And then as we build these relationships, eventually this coach can say, hey, can I meet with somebody? And I said, yep, I've got two or three people I'd like for you to sit down with. And then if you feel comfortable with one of them, then let's place him and let's get to work.
Again, as we talk, go to nationsofcoaches.com. If you're feeling led, you can help these guys out financially. And look, this is a really good ministry that is just now, I think, at almost the grassroots level. As Coach Weary said, look, in the beginning, we were a garage band. And now we're starting to get a little bit bigger. But with that size, I think it takes more people like us that believe in what they're doing and in their mission statement and their ministry to be able to help some of these guys do this and still live and not have to work, you know, two full-time jobs or two part-time jobs to be able to do the things that, that the Lord is calling them to do. Again, nationsofcoaches.com is a great place to start. Hey, Mike, before we get to a break, what will it take for you guys to maybe venture into the state of Wisconsin and start working with and serving some of the coaches here in the state?
Well, you know, I think that we just need to have someone step forward, someone that believes in the mission. It took me really a four-year period of time to kind of continue to look at Nation of Coaches, think about my next challenge, my next opportunity. And then I, you know, I got planted right where I'm at. I think that we need somebody in Wisconsin and possibly even southern or northern Illinois.
Right.
That says, you know what, I'm the guy that needs to be the regional director. I felt like Nation of Coaches did a tremendous job of preparing me. Pete Weary was great at kind of mentoring me through this process. I'm only in it 1 year so far, and so I'm a rookie. But just being able to understand the process and the things that need to be done, we really need a regional director for Wisconsin. It's such a great state with a great history in sports and athletics. And so we need a person to step up and say, you know, I am really interested in being able to impact. One of the things I just think of, many times males, Christian men, are looking for a niche. This is a great niche for men that love sports and love the Lord.
Well, it's a great point there. And as we talked with Pete Weary, you know, it's not 100% necessary that you are really knowledgeable or have coached, been on the sidelines, been on the court. It helps, but not all these coaches are looking to talk basketball all the time. Sometimes they're tired of talking basketball. They want to talk about life. And we're going to continue our conversation with Mike Lightfoot. We touched on the marriage and family part of all this, but I want to talk to you a little bit about that as well, Mike, because that, you know, I know as a guy that coached for a long time, and I do it on the high school level, it's a difficult thing to continue to have a strong marriage and walk worthy and make sure that your focus is correct. And it takes us, some of us, a little longer than others to figure that out. But, you know, hopefully we all figure it out. We're talking again with Mike Lightfoot. He's the regional director, Indiana and Michigan, for Nations of Coaches. Nationsofcoaches.com is where you're going to find information. And if you're listening to this and you think maybe you are that guy or you want to know more about it, to become the regional director for the state of Wisconsin, that's the website to go and get the information that you need. Or you can call me here at the radio station, and I'll walk you through some of the things that I know and feel about this organization. And it's I think they're doing a great job. Let's get you a break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Again, Mike McGivern flying solo this week. We're talking to Mike Lightfoot. He is with Nations of Coaches. He is the regional director for Indiana and Michigan. Hey, Mike, we had talked a little bit about the marriage and family side of what Nations of Coaches do. And I know from, and you know for as long as we have both coached, how important the marriage side is and how hard it is, you know, to keep a happy home when we're thinking about if we should run man or zone. Are we going to run flex or emotion and all the stuff that we think about during the season. And I love the fact that you guys at Nations of Coaches understand the importance of making sure that the coach and his wife or the coach and her husband get a time to spend a little time together and work on their relationship.
This is really the key part other than being the regional director. I have found this to be such a thing that my wife and I are partnering with. As we speak right now, we are working, my wife and I are working on the Final Four marriage luncheon, where we bring in If we pay for it, the Nation of Coaches underwrites this, but we just have a Christian counselor come in and share, and then we have a coaches panel to just kind of unpack what it takes to be a coach and a coach's wife. It takes a special person, as you know, to be a coach's wife. The coach's life is really one of absolute chaos and craziness, and a lot of people don't see that. They just see them coaching on the sidelines, but they don't see the time away and the investment that coaches have in their players, the scouting, all the other things that they have to do. And so it is very much a drain. Other than police officers and firefighters, coaching is the third highest divorce rate in the country in that profession, 67%. And so we are really hitting that hard, because if the home court isn't taken care of, the basketball court's not going to be taken care of.
Yeah, and it's, look, over the years, and I don't know because I've never coached at the college level, but I know at the high school level, you know, it went from when you started in November and you'd end mid-March, and then, you know, you might get together as a staff a little bit, but then come end of October, then you pick it up again. It's not like that anymore. You're in summer leagues, and you're in fall leagues, and you're in this tournament, and you're checking this kid. And it's not where it's 6 months on, 6 months off anymore, especially, you know, at the high school level. I don't think it's ever been that way at the college level. I know that you guys, you know, it's a 12-month deal, right?
Oh, absolutely. But the thing that the dynamics that we're faced with, and it's at the high school, I have 43 former players of mine over the years that are now coaching at the high school level.
Wow.
And there's just so much demands on them. But what we're finding is coaches, especially young assistant coaches, when they first say, you know what, I want to get into this gig and I want to be a college coach, they start out getting paid very little. You know, we see all the big money at the Division I top jobs, but we don't see these guys that are way down behind on the end of the bench with their suits on there getting paid basically nothing. If the coach gets fired, they get fired. They're trying to move up the ladder. And so, like, I'm mentoring a young man right now that has been at 3 jobs in 4 years. And, you know, that means for the wife a lot of things. For the wives out there, you know, you have a niche of friends, and all of a sudden you're pulled away from them because your husband's got another job. You have to figure out where your kid's going to go to school, where the dentist, where this, you know, all these different things, churches and all those things. So it really puts a burden on a coach's wife. And so Nation of Coaches is committed to not only trying to help players and programs, but the most important thing we can really do for a coach is help them in their marriage.
He is Mike Lightfoot. Again, he is the director of Indiana and Michigan for Nations of Coaches. They are not yet in the state of Wisconsin, but if you heard our last segment, it's something that they may look to do. And if there's somebody out there that will go to nationsofcoaches.com and read about what they do and how they do it, and if you think that you're being led and you're the guy, you know, call me here at the radio station or reach out to Mike or to Pete Weary and just have that discussion and say, hey, look, maybe I am the guy. Let me tell you what I have some interest in. And when you're at that website, again, nationsofcoaches.com, if you're feeling led, there's a way to help these guys, because it's not like there's companies that are throwing money at them to say, look, let's make sure that you're living a comfortable lifestyle as you're helping these other guys. That comes from us, guys like me and guys like you that are listening to the show, to be able to help them continue in this ministry. And again, if you know what's going on with college basketball and some of the things right now, it's really needed at every level. These coaches are under a lot of pressure to win, to keep their job. And if we can help them with some of the character coaches that Mike and Pete and everybody in that organization are trying to get, you know, one of the things that I found on the website, Mike, that I really liked, and it talked about character coaches, kind of what they are as the foundation of the organization for Nations of Coaches. But then it said, why does it work? And there's three points.
Yeah.
Coaches have someone dedicated solely to character development. Players get someone who serves as a mentor during their playing years. And then teams get someone who helps them reach a higher level of play. That first one for me where coaches have someone dedicated solely to character development, I think should be just a must for every college coach throughout the country, both men and women.
It's so true. You know, as we've talked and off the air, we've talked about the dynamics of a team reflect the dynamics of the culture that we live in. And let's face it, the culture is fragmented, where 30 years ago we had both parents in the home. We had a supporting dad and a supporting mom. Those are no longer the case. If you just look at the statistics at Division I college basketball, 80% of Division I college basketball players come from a one-parent home. And so that brings on the dynamics of role models. Who is, especially a male role model, we need character coaches to step in that gap and teach these young men what is right, what is wrong, what they should do, how they should handle situations, because they have not been taught those things. They have not been mentored. There's not been modeled at the home. And that becomes a very vital part of what we're doing as character coaches at Nation of Coaches, trying to really say, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to invest in these young men and model things that they can see, so then they can be a product that will be great for our culture and our society.
Hey, Mike, and you've been at this with Nations of Coaches for only a year, but I'm wondering, you know, how difficult is it, and I'm sure you guys have had these discussions with other guys that have been with Nations of Coaches for a little bit longer, when you're on campus and you're a character coach for a guy that you feel like is really starting to get it, and then goes off the rails a little bit, or goes sideways a little bit, or makes a decision that is not really with what you're trying to do, how difficult is that for you as you know, a coach from Nations of Coaches?
Yeah, that's a challenge, but I think one of the things that we have found that we're committed to the individual, and we're not going to bail on him even when they make bad decisions. Right now, I have a coach that I'm dealing with, and I'm kind of serving as his character coach on the side because he really doesn't have anybody. He has made a lot of serious decisions, and I wish I could talk about it, but it's, you know, I'll just tell you this. I was sitting watching a college basketball game, and his name came across the bottom of the screen, you know, as I just got off the phone with him, because there's things that he has probably made poor decisions with. But I've got to let him know that I'm still there for him. You know, I'm not going to bail on him. I've got to be there supporting him and helping him and letting him know that there are people still that love him and want to be there for him. I think that's what, as Christians, we're called to do.
Amen.
And so I think that's our responsibility. But we're seeing more and more of that now that we've seen all the things unraveling here with college basketball.
Yeah, you bet. He is Mike Lightfoot, again, regional director for Indiana and Michigan with Nation of Coaches. And go to nationsofcoaches.com for more information. Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure, sir. I look forward to having you back on relatively soon. We just kind of touched on some of the things that Nations of Coaches do with marriage and family and leadership and character coaches. There's a lot more for us to talk about, and I promise I'll touch base with you here in the next few months.
Well, thank you so much, and we really do need those of your listeners. You've got a great base there. We do need really someone prayerfully consider being a regional director for the great state of Wisconsin. As I've been in it now for a year, I know that it's something they would not be disappointed.
That's awesome. Again, he's Mike Lightfoot, nationsofcoaches.com. Hey, Mike, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You bet. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain.
Lord, it was you that rescued me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.